Okay, we're on Tezvav Mabez. Welcome to the second parak. Hope it was an enjoyable Knesset yesterday on Shabbos. And now we continue for a couple of days. And then, Bezrem, as I said, Wednesday, Menachem will take over for a couple of days. Okay, but now let's learn together. Four lines from the bottom. V'yam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Barab Shimon. Four lines from the bottom on Tezvav Mabez. Harotzeh sheyizkaimu nechasav yitabren eider. As you see, today we're going to have some agada, we're going to have some halacha. Today is a daf Mali v'gadush. Says Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Elazar Reb Shimon, anybody who wants his nechasim to be mekuyim, anybody who wants to keep his properties, yita bahen adar, should plant an adar. What's an adar? Rashi says it's a ilan chashuv. It's a big tree that can be seen from afar. And this will always be known. This is a very unique tree. So if people see this tree, they'll know that it's yours. So even if it's stolen, if it's cut down and somebody else has it, they'll know that it is your tree. Shneemar Adir Bamarom Hashem. And it says, Adir Bamarom, right? An Adir is very high and very is seen from afar. That's the remez Adir Bamarom Hashem. Some posts can relate this, some Mefarshim relate this to Avram Avinu's behavior in yesterday's parsha about Eshel, that he, by giving people fruit from the tree and being Mefarsim, Shem Hashem, so that was his Adir. That's what he made his Nechasim be Mekuyim. He made his Nechsei Ruchnius be Mekuyim by making them be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the remez of Adar. Inami Idra Kishmei. Or the name Adar is from the word Idra, like its name. Kita Amri Inshi, my Idra Tekaim Ladari Dari. That it's an Idra, it's a tree that will last for generations and generations. Idra from the word Dor, generations. So too, not only this tree will now make be well known that it's yours, but it will last for many generations to come. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Brisa also says, Sada Sheish Ba Adar, a Sada, a field that has an Adar, Einan Exelas, Einan Nechmeses, it cannot be stolen or Nechmeses. But a common issue, what's the difference between a Gazlon and a Chamson? A Chamson is usually somebody who puts a gun to your head and says, let me buy this from you, and he gives the money. But that's a Chamson, he forces you to give him something, but he buys it, he gives you money. Gazlon obviously does not. Upe, so this type of field is not stealable, Einan Nechmeses, because everybody knows the items from the field are yours. Upe Roseha Mishtamrin, and its fruit are guarded. What is this fruit are guarded is means? Rashi first says, Lo yadana maihi. I don't exactly know what this line means. And then Rashi quotes the Tupshatim. Says, Perusemish tamim, even, number one, it means that you plant this tree on the borders and it acts as a guard. Literally a guard because it's a big tree, it has a lot of leaves, and therefore it'll guard animals or other people from coming in. Valinera, or Rashi says he likes the second shot, and that is these trees have a certain type of grass or herb that causes a certain odor that keeps the mosquitoes away, keeps the bugs away. So that's how Perusemish tamim, and your fruit will be guarded, either from the size of the tree or from the odor of the tree. Okay, let's continue. Tani Rav Tachlifa Achua Derav Noi Choza. Famous line. Kol Mizon Osav Shel Adam Kitzuvin Lo Me Rosh Hashanah V'Ad Yom HaKippurim. Our Girsa. Right? Everybody's food, everybody's parnasa is figured out and kitzuv from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. What does that mean from Shana to Yom Kippur? During these 10 days each year, it's figured out. And the Gemara is assuming like, we know the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that Tzadikim Gemurim and Rosham Gemurim are finished on Rosh Hashanah. But Beinonim, most of the people in the world, go from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. So the Gemara is assuming like Beinonim. Like one of the Amoraim once says, everybody's a Beinoni. So we're all Beinonim. So Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, those 10 days, that's when everything is figured out. The Bach and others change the Girsa to Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah. It just means from on a yearly basis that Kaddish Baruch Hu figures out as much parnasa and as much food as a person is going to need. Chutz, except for the following items are out of the specific ktziva, and therefore the money spent on the following items do not come out of what's katsa for you. You can spend as much money on the following items, and it comes off the top. Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you the same exact amount that you're supposed to get. You can spend as much money on the following. Chutz, meotzos, shabasos, votzos, yantif. Money that you spend on Shabbos and Yontif expenses, money you spend on Shabbos food and Yontif food and Shabbos clothing. The Maharav Ronsberg quotes the Medrash that also has the Gersa of Hotzas Rosh Chodesh. Right, there's a kiyum to have Sudas Rosh Chodesh. See on the bottom, he has that in because it's also called a Moed. So Rosh Chodesh again, there's no chiyum of Suda, but there's a kiyum. The Mishul Chanarach says Mitzvah Laharbos Besudas Rosh Chodesh and the Hotzas Banav LaTalmud Torah and money spent on tuition. Well, Tzadbat HaTavatara does not come out of the regular amount that we're supposed to get during the year. The Shinu Kubetzis quotes the Ritva, maybe it applies to all Divrei Mitzvahs. Then tuition isn't unique. But again, the one that's mentioned in the Gemara, maybe to give us some empathy, is Hotzaz Banav L'Talmud Torah, in terms of the tuition expenses are out. She'im Pachas, because if you spend little on these extra items, pochs and lows, then that means that you're only going to have a little bit for those items. V'im Hosef, but if you spend a lot on those, if you're Mosef, on these other expenses, you have a lot of people over for Shabbos, Mosef and low, then you'll have extra. You'll always have plenty for these items. The Bir Halacha, when this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, one second, let me put this to the side. The Bir Halacha, when it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Tavkuf Chavtas, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, Mitzvah Yantiv L'chalko, he quotes Chesi L'Hashem and Chesi L'Hachem, and then he says, V'al Yitzam Seim B'Sihot Zas Yantiv. Don't be so stingy when it comes to Su'udas Yantiv. Says the Bir Halacha, he quotes this Gemara, and then he quotes, V'zeu Tochachas Merubah Alzmanenu. This is a tremendous Musar to our generation, says the Mishnah Berurah 100 years ago. Shabbat Onoseinu HaRabim Harbi Anshim Over Nalzeh, Harbi Anashim, many men violate this. They spend money on the biggest narishkeit, says the Mishnah Berurah. And they spend all the money on the things that are cut. So they don't spend so much money on the things that are extra. He says just the opposite. He says, gezel, chamas, kherpa, klima. They cause many reasons for this. I'm not going to read those reasons right now. But anyway, so he says that we have to make sure that we spend the money on the proper, though we spend a lot of money on the things that are extra out of the out of what's katsuv, and little money on at least a normal amount of money on what is katsuv. Yeah.
The amount for yandav
l'chari
includes mitzvahs.
The amount for yandav l'chari includes mitzvahs. Esro, hider mitzvah. Again, we can't. There's the other rules of alivazbeis, and there's certain amount of how much hider mitzvah shlish. There are other rules that come into play, but in general, the idea is that when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to ruchnius things, you know that does not come out of your specific definite amount that you're supposed to get. Says the Mesilas Yesharim towards the end. Lati, maybe you're up to this already. Perach Chafalev says the Mesilas Yesharim though, but don't think that you could just sit home then. Kadosh Baruch Hu already said what I'm supposed to get, so I don't have to do so much hishtadlus. I'll stay home and I'll wait for the money to fall. I'll wait for the money to come from the trees. You know, says it's katsuv anyway. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, no, it's katsuv. But that's only, you also have your chiyuv to fulfill the klala of b'zeyas apecha toch alecha, that you can't get out of. That's also a mitzias. He says, ki vadei e efter sheyechzu lada mashenitzav lo. That's true. It's impossible for the person to get less than what he's supposed to get. But ukvar haya adam yochel yos yoshi v'batel. But v'hagzera haysam is kayemes im lo shekadam haknas l'chol b'nei adam. B'zeyas apecha toch alecha. Asher alkein chayev adam l'hishtadel eza hishtavus l'tzorach parnaso. Shekin goes on, oh, you have to do a certain amount. Can't go overboard and think you're going to make more. You have to do a certain amount of ishtadlus, and then come home and learn, because that's all, because everything else is going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't think that there's a specific quid pro quo, whatever I do, I'm going to make. That's not how it works. I have a gzera of ishtadlus, and I'm going to get what I'm going to get. But the two are not exactly the same. That's my ishtadlus. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim says. And one final point related to this, and that is the Rebbe Chaim Yivalashin, in the Ruach Chaim, on the Mishnah of Im Ein Ani Li, Mili ukshani lets me ma'ani. He quotes this Gemara and says, obviously, you can't go overboard and you can't expect to get more than what you want. That's only in Gashmias. There's no Dvar Katsu when it comes to Ruchnias. Person has a set, there's nothing said about how much you're going to learn this year. That's all up to you. That's in your hands. That's not said. That's not katsuv. And that's the pshat of the Mishnah. Im ein anili mili. That's talking about Ruchnias. Im ein anili. If I don't do it, who's going to do it for me? But then remember, when it comes to Gashmias, ukshani lets me money. Even when I do it, it's not really me doing it. It's coming from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, money. It's not really me. I mean, anili mili, though, that comes to Ruchnias. So there's no davar kasa by Ruchnias, and as much Ruchnias as we want to push ourselves to, so that's exactly what it says. Hakol talik biyu, binyani olam azek, shani lets me money, baf Hashem Yisbarach. Okay. That is the Ruach Chaim and Aleph Yudalin in Pirkei Avos. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Yevo Maikra, what's the pasik? Oh, just one other ha'ara, which is the Rishonim already ask. It says everything gets cut so from a person from the beginning of the year. But we also know that the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that there are four Rosh Hashanahs, right? Ba'arba prachim olam nidon, Pesach ala tfuwa, and Shavuos on the Chag on the Mayim, and Pesach. So what are those, how do those work? What is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot doing if everything's cut so for me on for Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah? So the Marsha here says, and the Ron also says it in Rosh Hashanah a little bit, that no, the other four Rosh Hashanahs are how much the world is going to get on a national level. But how much of that pie am I going to get? That's Rosh Hashanah. That's what's going to be cause of. How much of that am I going to get? That's what it's talking about here.
So then what's every day, three times a day, Baruch Aleinu,
Rosh Hashanah? So what's Baruch Aleinu, Rosh Hashanah? Maybe Shem Yigra Machet. You know, so maybe, but again, Baruch Aleinu, maybe in the extra, you're davening for Parnassah, in the extra items, you know, let me be Mosif. But you're right, it's good. What does that mean? I mean, if everything is Nigzar, maybe that's part of your Shtavos, to daven. Maybe part of your Shtavos is to daven. So, Maikra, what's the pasuk that refers to this? Tika b'chodesh eva b'kesel yom chagenu, blow shofar in the month, b'kesel yom chagenu, in the covered month. Ezo chag shachodesh miskasebo, what chag is the chodesh miskase? Have omer zeh Rosh Hashanah. Right, that's the only yontif that occurs when there is no moon, or when the moon is covered up. Every other yontif is in the middle of the month. Right, even Shavuos is the sixth of the month, but Rosh Hashanah is on the first. There's no moon. That's why you know this is a remez to Rosh Hashanah, and that's Rosh Hashanah. It happens that it is Nigzar. Viksiv ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'Elokei Yaakov. The very next pasuk uses by Rosh Hashanah uses the word chok, and chok is a lashon of food and a parnasa. My mashu the high chok lishu the mizonehu. Where do you see that? Tichsiv achlu aschu kamasher nasal nitan lahem paro. They ate their portion. Chok is a portion that paro gave them by Mitzrayim. You see, chok refers to food. Marzucha amar mehacha hatrifeni lechem chuki. A different pasuk in Mishlei. So the interesting machlokas Rashi Tosfos here. What does it mean by kesel yom chagenu? What exactly is covered up? So Rashi quotes how I just said. Rashi says that it means the fourth skinny line in Rashi, Shahalavana miskasaba. Shidoniras lachaladim. It means the moon is covered up. That's what Rashi says. But Rabbi Natam says, it should have said not Shahachodesh miskasaba. It should have said Shahalavana miskasaba. What does it mean the Chodesh is miskasaba? So Tosas quotes two other pshatim. He quotes Rabbi Hanan or Rabbi Natam, depending on the Girsa, who says, miskasa doesn't mean covered. It means occurred. Shahachodesh miskasaba, the yantif that always occurs on Rosh Chodesh. That's how you translate the pasuk. That's number two. Or number three, Rabbeinu Meshulam says that, what does it mean, Shachodesh Miskasebo? The Seir of Rosh Chodesh is covered up. Meaning we don't really mention Rosh Chodesh, even though Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention the Rosh Chodesh in the Seir of Rosh Chodesh in davening. And then there's a back and forth discussion in Tosfos. Is that really true? Should we refer to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah? And this has to do with what we discussed a few months ago, when you have 2 days that coincide with each other. How do you view them? Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Chodesh totally wiped away? Does it merge and fuse with the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh? Or do we try to cover it up and it's destroyed and it's separate? Right. So that's part of the issue of Tosfos. There is one other point. It's what the Shemana Tov, by Bernard Weinberger, writes, quotes from the B'chushi Arim. What does it mean, Chag Shachodesh Miskaseba? He quotes that the Chag is Miskase. The Yontif nature of Rosh Hashanah is covered up. You look at Rosh Hashanah, you don't think it's a Yontif. It's a Yom Hadin, it's serious. We're not saying Hallel. You know, so the Chag, the Yontif, is Miskaseba. And that has to do with the issue of Rosh Hashanah being a day of Yira, being a Simcha. We had earlier in the Masechta on Daf Zayin or so, when somebody came to another Amora on Rosh Hashanah, he says, "Why are you so sad?" So we discussed there that because Rosh Hashanah is a day of seriousness, but it's also a day of Simcha. Tanya, Amr Olav al Shammai Azakein. They said about Shammai, Kol Yom Avayi Ochel Lukavet Shabbos. Every day Shammai ate Lukavet Shabbos. What does that mean? What is this doing here? It has to do with food that's Nigzar. It also has to do with Hosar Shabbos V'Yontif, right? The extra Shabbos V'Yontif. So they say about Shammai Azakein, Kol Yom Avayi Ochel Lukavet Shabbos. Every day he used to eat Lukavet Shabbos. Meaning, as we're going to see, this is an idea that's quoted by many of the Mefarshim, the mitzvah of Zacharias Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho does not start on Shabbos. The entire week is when we look forward to Shabbos. As the Ramban writes Al HaTorah, we say the Yom every day. Hayom Yom Rishon LeShabbos. Hayom Yom Sheni LeShabbos. That itself is a kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechira Shabbos. We don't say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Whenever we refer to, the whole week is in the context of Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, Yom Rishon LeShabbos. That is a kiyum d'oraisa of Zachos Yom Shabbos LeKadsho. So Shammai, every day he thought of Shabbos. Matzah Be'emena, Omer Zol LeShabbos. He found something nice. He said, I'm going to say this for Shabbos. Matzah cheres nahemen. He found another one that was greater, nicer than the first animal. Meniachas ashniya v'ochas arishona. Okay, he used to put away the second animal. He put the second animal aside for Shabbos. He used to eat the first one because he always used to everything he used to find used to be for Shabbos. Aval Hillel azakein mida acheres haisalo. Hillel though had a different way of acting. Shakol ma'isel l'shem shemayim. All of his ma'isel were l'shem shemayim. Shnei baruch Hashem yom yom. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Mefarshim explained, Hillel had a different way of acting. Every day he would find something, he's like, I'm going to eat this, because Hashem's going to make sure I'm going to find something nicer tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to find something nicer for Shabbos. I'm not worried, I have bitachon. So he says, that's the machlokes between Shammai and Hillel, how they observed Kavod Shabbos. The Shita B'Kubetza says that it Kol Ma'asav L'Shem Shemayim is only said by Hillel, because you might have thought that wasn't L'Shem Shemayim. But really, both of them were L'Shem Shemayim. It's just that you would have, you know, we're not on that level. The Nitziv points out in the Hemek She'ela in Bereishis that the Gemara in Shabbos, which said that there were only three arguments between Shammai and Hillel, only three, does not list this one. Isn't this an argument? So the Nitziv explains that really there's no argument here. It's referring to different people. Different people, depending on your personality, depending on your level of bitachon. Hillel was at the level of bitachon that most people are not on. Right? I'm going to find another one. No, you find one today, you have to use it. And that is why, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Nun, where it talks about hachanis for Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah writes, v'hiskimu harvei poskim, many poskim agree, shegam hillel moda, shekadivir be shamay adifa tvei. Really, hillel is moda to Shammai, that really, for most of us, we should do like Shammai. We find something nice, we should save it for Shabbos. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me something else, okay, I'll eat the first one. Ella, but Hillel, Shrebotech Bashem, Shabbat Yasmin, Lo Shabbos, Mona Yafim, Mishar Yamim, but really he said this for himself, but he didn't really say this for others. Upshita, and it says, surely if you find something that's very unusual, a very not Shriach, because Baruch Hu's going to let me find another one of these, that you shouldn't do. We should just follow Shammai's behavior when it comes to Shabbos. Okay, just one other point, maybe two other points on this Gemara, and that is the Ben Yehoyada. See, this is, again, a Kabbalistic idea, but the Ben Yehoyada notes, Menachem showed me in the Sefer that he gave me also yesterday, this type of idea, maybe this behavior of Shammai and Hillel reflected their personalities. Says the Ben Yehoyada, according to Zohar, that Shammai reflected Midas HaGvura. Gvura, he was more of a kapton, Shammai. He was more of a, I mentioned this yesterday, Shalom Shudis. While Hillel was more of a, you know, he got cold in the shower, he didn't get upset. Hillel was much more laid back. He was more meiko. He's Midas HaChesed. And we know when it comes to chesed is overflowing. Chesed symbolizes shefa in Kabbalah. So there's no end to chesed. Well, gvura is medakte, gibar, kovishes yitzro, ezo gibar. It's finite, it's katsuv. So Shammai found something, he's like, oh, this is it. My worldview is gvura, is limits, it's definite lines. So I'm going to take this, because who knows what I'm going to have tomorrow. Who knows if the shefa is going to continue. So I'm going to take this. I find another one. Okay, I'll get rid of this one. But Hillel says to Ben Yehoyada, he was chmidas hachesed. It was overflowing. It was, I'll find another one. It's okay. There'll be more shefa in the world. So that's the Ben Yehoyada, that these two behaviors symbolize exactly their worldview. And just one final thought, and then we'll continue. The Yerachayim HaKadosh says, describing Shammai's behavior, that you look forward every day. This is just one nugget that you can always have with you. He says, V'sharmu b'nei Yisrael as a Shabbos. You should always guard the Shabbos. Says the Yerachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Kisisa. It's from what's V'sharmu? It's from the Lashon, V'aviv Shamar es Hadavar. When it quotes by Yaakov Avinu, waited to see if the dreams were going to come true, Rashi quotes there, Yoshevu Mitzap Masa Yavo. That's Rashi's Lashon. He waited to see if the dreams will come true when Yosef told him the dreams. So that's V'sharmu b'nei Yisrael HaShabbos. Yoshevu Mitzap Masa Yavo. We should wait and look forward every time. On a Motzi Shabbos, we're always really looking forward to the next Shabbos. Yoshevu Mitzap Masa Yavo. That's V'sharmu b'nei Yisrael HaShabbos. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hanosin Matana L'Chaveiro, Ein Sorach L'Hodiyo. If you give a present to your friends, you do not have to let him know that you're giving it. You could kind of slip it into his back pocket. Shneamar, as it says, U'Moshe Lo Yada Ki Karan Arpanav. Moshe did not realize that his face was shining when he came down with the luchos. Hashem didn't tell him. And that was a present Hashem gave. So you see, he didn't know his face was shining. Just one other Arachayim HaKadosh. He didn't know his face was shining. How could he not know his face was shining? Your face, and he comes down, and everybody's like, oh, and he has to put on a veil. How did he not know his face was shining? So the Aruch Haim says, no, it's because of his anivus. Because look in the pasuk. When he comes down, it says, Vayhi beredis Moshe min har Sinai, ushnei luchos ha'edis biyado, u'moshe lo yada. Says the Aruch Haim, because he knew his face was shining. But he thought, at first, when he was on the mountain, he thought it was because of the Shekhinah that was talking to him. That's why his face was shining. He didn't blame himself. Then he's coming down the mountain. What does it say? Ushnei luchos biyado. He thinks it's because of the luchos in his hand, the kedusha. I'm not shining. It's Hashem's making me shine, the luchos. Then finally he comes down, the luchos leave his hand. He's still shining. Now he knows. But when he's up in the mountain on the way down, he doesn't think that his face is shining, so he didn't know. But that's what the pasuk says. You don't have to let people know when you give him a present. Meisvei, but the following says the opposite. Lodaske ani Hashem agadishchem. I give you Shabbos so that you know that I am sanctifying you. Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Moshe matana tova yesh li b'beis kenaza. Hashem says, Moshe, I have a wonderful present in my treasure house. V'Shabbos Shemun. Shabbos is its name. V'ani mevakish lina l'Yisrael. I want to give it to B'nai Yisrael. Leich v'hodiya usam. Tell them I'm giving them Shabbos. So you see, you have to tell people about presents you give them. You can't just give them anonymously. So mikan, you have to let them know that you're giving that. If you give bread, if you give a candy to a child, you have to let the parents know that you gave it to them, right? So what is it? So the Gemara answers, lo kasha. It depends if it's a matana that people are going to figure out afterwards anyway. If they're going to see that you gave them a piece of bread, so you don't have to, then if they're going to be finished with the bread by the time they get home, the candy you have to tell them because the parents aren't going to know. But if they would know anyway, Moshe's shining face, they would know anyway. That's why you don't have to tell them. The Gemara says, one second. Shabbos nami matana davidi legluye. Shabbos is going to be known, so why do you have to let him know? So the Gemara answers, no. Matan schar davidi legluye. The schar of Shabbos will not be nigla, and that's why I had to say it. The Aruch HaShulchan gives pshat in the davening that we say every Shabbos morning. Yislach Moshe b'matnas chelko. Beginning of Hilcha Shabbos. Why is Shabbos such a matana? What about Yantif? Yantif's not a matana. Why is Shabbos such a matana? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, beautiful. You have to think about this when we daven every Shabbos morning. On the other Yom Tovim, it's logical for the Jews only to get it. Because were the other nations taken out of Mitzrayim? Were the other nations, did they get the Torah? Did they have Sukkot on the Akavid? No. All the other holidays, of course, are only going to go to us. That's not a matana. We went through a specific historical event, so it makes sense that we get it. Shabbos is Eichel Ma'isa Bracious. So shouldn't the whole world have Shabbos? Logically, every niver should have Shabbos. That's why it's a matana. Matana, he gave it to us. Yisach Moshe Matas Chelko. Kevin Amar Asalo, he gave Kinesatalo, right? The Lashon about the Amim. He could have, right? He didn't give it to the other Amim. And every Dafka gave it to us. That shows, that reflects that it's such a matana. That's the Aruch HaShulchan, beginning of Shabbos, in Reish Mem Beis. He also says there, that's why there are seven parshas of Shabbos in the Torah. Seven times the Torah talks about Shabbos, symbolizing every day of the week. But again, that's a special matana. Omar Mar, Mikan Amar Shun Gamliel, six wide line. If you give bread to a child, you have to let the mother know. My Avidle, what should you do to let their mother know? Shayifle Mishcho, Malay Kuchla. You have to smear some oil on the child's forehead or color his eyes. So the parent will know to ask the child, you know, what is this from? Nowadays, if a child comes home, you know, with a painted face, they'll think like some voodoo was done to them. So what are you supposed to do now? So okay, so smear from whatever you gave him, you know, put some breadcrumbs in their hair. Or whatever you give him, put something on the child so it is clear. Kol mitzvos. All mitzvot that Hashem gave us, He gave to us in public. Except for Shabbos. Shabbos is private. It's a private sign between me and Bnei Yisrael. Shabbos was given in private. That is why also the halacha is only two mitzvot we say this by. If a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, chayev misa. A non-Jew is not allowed to keep Shabbos. It's a whole discussion about when somebody's becoming Jewish, what do they do? But it's a goy shavas and a goy shalom haTorah. Those are the two. The Rambam puts it in the same halacha. Right? Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Why not? Because Shabbos is the special private relationship. Right? The Zohar says, it's like coming in, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel are in the private bedroom, and somebody's walking in. You're not allowed. Shabbos is a private thing between me and Hashem. So therefore, nobody's allowed to barge in. And unless you become part of the family. Become part of the family, okay, then you're allowed in. But other than that, it's private between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. Ihachi es the Gemara lo le'enshu, nachr malei. I, the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, says that all the other nations of the world are going to be punished regarding the other mitzvahs. I, they shouldn't be punished by Shabbos. There was no there was no way for them to know. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Rashi writes, quotes that Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So right, the Gemara answers, no. Shabbos odi odinu, matan schar lo odinu. They know about Shabbos. They just don't know about the schar of Shabbos. Or v'ibayis ema, what's the uniqueness of Shabbos? Matas schar dami odinu, they know about the schar of Shabbos. Neshama yisera lo odinu. They don't know about the neshama yisera. What's the neshama yisera? This is it. This is the marker. Beit tezayin. We'll see in a second. Let's just finish. Dam Reb Shirin ben Lakish. Neshama yisera nasalan kadosh baruch hu adam be'erev Shabbos. Everybody gets a neshama yisera on erev Shabbos. Ulamoti Shabbos notlan osahimenu. And a moti Shabbos is taken away from us. Shenemar shavas vayinafash. Shavas vayinafash. What's the vayinafash? Kiven shavas vay of the nafash. Once we rest, we say, whoa, we lost, woe is to us, we lost our nefesh. Vay of the nafash. A couple of points about neshama yisera. What is a neshama yisera? Look at Rashi here. This is a Rashi to quote. Neshama yisera. Rochav lev leminucha ulasimcha. It's a certain calmness of hearts for us to rest and be happy. Velios pasuach lirvacha. We're relaxed. V'yochal, that's one part of it, that we're in a different type of mood on Shabbos, when we sleep on Shabbos, napping on Shabbos, just walking around on Shabbos. The air is different, we feel different. V'yochal v'yishta v'inafsho katza elav. And you love your food. You never get sick from your food on Shabbos. V'yochal v'yishta v'inafsho katza elav. That's the Shabbos Yisrael. Rashi quotes part of the physical elements of Shabbos. And the Shidim Mekubetzes here, and also the Eben Ezra in Parshas Yisro, he writes it's more of a ruchnius element. That there's more, you can have more hasagas of chachma on Shabbos, because that's a special neshama Yisrael that's given to man. That's the neshama Yisrael. That is the Shidim Mekubetzes here and the Eben Ezra. But this is also the makor for the halacha of Besamim on Motzi Shabbos. Why do we have Besamim on Motzi Shabbos? Right, so the Nair is for his own reason. Havdalah is Havdalah. What is Besamim? So the answer is because we feel a little bad. We lost our Neshama Yisera on Motzi Shabbos. So we want to feel a little good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, Chazal want to help us out that we don't feel so bad. So that's why we have Besamim on Motzi Shabbos. So the big kasha we dealt with in Pesachim, tells us in Pesachim discusses. So why don't we have Besamim on Motzi Shabbos that's going into Yontif? Right, so why don't we have Besamim there? So some suggest, the Rashbam says, because there's a Neshama Yisera on Yontif too. So don't worry about it. So then the question is, so why don't we have Motzamim and Motzah Yantif? So for that we mentioned the Sfasemesh then, a beautiful Sfasemesh who had said, there in Pesachim, that when it comes to, what's the difference between Yantif and Shabbos? Shabbos is Kedusha V'Kayimah, as we're going to have in a couple of days. It's Hashem does Shabbos. We do Yantif. Mekad Yisrael V'Azmanim. Anything that a person does himself leaves a great Roshem on. If you ever give a Dvar Torah, you remember that. You ever hear a Dvar Torah? Oh, it's a great Vart, but we have time, hard time. If you ever give a Shir, you remember it much more. Why? Because if we put our kishkes into something, you ever do a project, you ever build something, in anything in profession, it remains with you much more. Says the Sfasemes, you're right, Yontif has an Neshama Yisera, but you don't need Besamim after that, because it doesn't really leave you. Because you did it, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim, so it's going to stay with you. Shabbos is Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kedusha V'Kayimah. That's why you're going to need Besamim. That is all the Rashbam, assuming there's a Neshama Yisera on Yontif. Other Rishonim, Tosas there says, no, there is no Neshama Yisera on Yontif. And that is why we do not, so therefore you're back to the question of why don't you have Besamim? So Tosas says that maybe it's the food of Yontif, you know, does the same thing. Like, Besamim makes us feel good, the food of Yontif makes us feel good. Either way, there's a different type of, calming us, you know, on Motzah Yantif. So that's a discussion in Pesachim Adav Kuf Beis, not Kuf Ches, that we had earlier. One other point here, and that is the Poskim discuss, interesting, a Minhag Yisrael, which is a very strong and even emotional Minhag, that when somebody has a yard site during the week, so they daven on Motzi Shabbos. Even they get an aliyah the week before, and they daven, right? There's a Minhag, they split up into five different minyanim. You know, if you have a yard site that week, you like to daven on Motzi Shabbos. What's the Motzi Shabbos? It's my Dafka Motzi Shabbos. So the Svarim say that because this is the last Shabbos that the person who was Nifta this week had a Neshama Yisera, and his Ptiras Neshama Yisera was this Motzi Shabbos. This is the last time the Neshama Yisera left his guf. Because this is the last, that's why Dafka, the night of the Motzi Shabbos before the yard sites, is a Minhag Yisrael for to daven for the Niftar, because it's the yard site of his Neshama Yisera. I've seen this in different places. I have to look up where I saw it. But I've seen it in a number of places. That's the davening on Motzi Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. It says the Gemara, Osa Adam Tavshil Erev Yontif. Okay, putting our feet back on earth. We get back to Erev Tavshilin, as we started yesterday. So we make a Tavshil on Erev Yontif, as Menachem explained yesterday. We do something before Yontif in order to be Mechabit Shabbos. So we don't forget about Shabbos. Another day, I forget about Yontif. Amar Abaye, Loshanu Ela Tavshil. Abaye says, the Mishnah says you have to make a Tavshil. So Abaye says this only applies to cooked foods you have to make. I will pass low. Abaye says you wouldn't be able to use bread for the Erev Tavshilin. There is a discussion in the Rishonim here we're not going to get into. Our minhag is to use two. Right, a baked item and a cooked item. We'll get to that hopefully later in the parak. But here it seems like we're talking about each one. Maybe only a tavshil, but pas lo. So maishna pas lo, why would you say pas would not be good? Ilema midid malafis be'inon. Is it because you need something that's eaten with bread? Upas lo malafta, and bread is not eaten with bread. Va'daisa namid lo malafta. What do you mean? Daisa, which is a crushed grain type of, like a hot cereal type of item. To lo malafta, that's not eaten with bread. To amar abzeira, hani bavloi tipshoi dafli nama banama. Because abzeira even said, those silly Babylonians who eat bread with bread, that eat this grain with their grain, meaning it's not usual. And yet we know you could use it for Erev Tavshilin. So you see that even something that is not usually eaten with bread could be used for Erev Tavshilin. Yeah?
I don't remember this as later in the parak, but I do remember this here. But why would you say right away, because of Asher Ofo, why would you say that she's the right?
Oh, so you're saying, why don't you say right now that Asher Ofa Ofa, meaning you have to be specific. So we don't know that yet, but some Rishonim say that even one baked item can be good to allow you to do cooked item. We paskin that you should do one of baked and one cooked to cover our bases, like those Rishonim. But not all Rishonim, as Machlokas had to read this Gemara. Machlokas had to read this Gemara. So says the Gemara, so why wouldn't you be able to use pas? You don't need something that's not eaten with, you don't need something that's eaten with bread. No, you need something that's unusual. Something unusual will be a hecker, will remind you that it's going to be Shabbos. That's why bread would be out, because bread is a staple, it's always used. And dice is more unusual, that's why it would be okay. Igad Amri, or a different version of the Gemara. Amr Abaya, lo shana lo tafshil. Maybe only tafshil, have a pas lo. Same statement, but we're going to have a different reading of it. Maybe only tafshil, not pas. My time, but why would pas not be good? Ilema demidi lo shriach bi'inan, upas shricha. Is it because you need something unusual, and something that's usual will not be enough to make a hecker for Erev Tafshilin? Vahadaisa lo shricha. But what do you mean? Dice is not shriach, and that's why it's allowed. But vahab rabdu chumim bar zachar, yimish meda abaya. Ein ma'arvin b'daisa, a different version. No, we have a statement that says you cannot use daisa, even though it's not usual. So why can't you use bread? Ella, midi de malafis b'inan, upas lo malafta, v'daisa nami lo malafta. That's why they both reject it, because you have to use something that is eaten with bread. And these items of pas and daisa are not eaten with bread. They're eaten separately. Period. So again, this has to do with what is allowed to be used for an Erev Tafshilin, what's required to be used. A cooked item, a baked item. Hopefully we'll talk about it more in the coming days. Tani Rabbi Chiya. Adashim shebeshule kedera somi chalei mishum Erev Tafshilin. If you have lentils left in the bottom of your pot, you're allowed to use that for Erev Tafshilin. What's the chiddush? So Rashi explains, you might say these are not chashuv, they're batel, you didn't have in mind when you cooked it to use it for Erev Tafshilin. It's okay, it's food, you're going to set it aside for Erev Tafshilin. You don't have to dafka have kavana, l'shem Erev Tafshilin when you cook it. You know, a lot of times we cook things and we take off a flegel, you take something off, after you cook it, that's fine, it is okay. V'hani mila dispu kazayis, as long as there is a kazayis of that food. Amar Rav Yisrael Breder of Yehuda, Shamnunish al gabe hasakin, goro v'somech ala mishum Erev Tafshilin. Even if you have grease, you have shamnunis, fat on the knife, as long as you could roll it off the knife and put it into a pile, and it is something chashuv, you could use it for Erev Tafshilin, and again, v'hani milis yisbu kazayis, as long as it has a kazayis. Amar Basi Amar Rav, dogim kitanim meluchim, ein bohem bishum bishule nachrim. Okay, we're talking a different halacha here, as we'll see thrown in. We mentioned in the past, there is a topic called bishulakum. Bishulakum, at the beginning of Yerodeya, Chelek Beis, it talks about the halachas that one of the many halachas that Chazal instituted to keep the Jewish nation separate, is Bishul Akum. There's Pas Akum, there's Chol of Yisrael, there's many halachas, Gvinas Akum, Yayin Nesach, so all have their various reasons, but Bishul Yisrael is one of them. One has to have cooked items from a Jew. A non-Jew is not allowed to cook items, not because of treif, I could be washing them the whole time, but if they cook an item for me, so then that is going to be Asur Midir Rabbanan Mishum Chasnus, says the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. But there are three major heterim for Bishul Akum. And each one is a separate discussion. The Gemara here mentions one. Number one, it has to be a chashuv food. It has to be what's called Ola al Shulchan Malachim. What's a chashuv food? Big discussion. Number two, the Jew has to do the entire process. If a Jew does not do the entire process, if a Jew turns on the flame, according to Ashkenazim, if a Jew stirs it at all, any part of the process, that's also okay. Number three, if it could be eaten raw, no problem of Bishul Akum. Why? Because if it could be eaten raw, so they're not really doing anything for me. I could eat it without even this, right? So if a non-Jew warms up, boils water for me, no problem, because I could drink the water cold. No problem of Bishul Akum, because, you know, it's water. It could be eaten raw. So the same thing here, says the Rav, these small salted fish could be eaten raw, and therefore there's no problem of Bishul Akum. Amr of Yosef, Vim Salah Nachri, and that's why he's brought here, but if a non-Jew did prepare them, and now they're cooked food, Somech Alem Shom Erev Tafshilin. You could even use it for an Erev Tafshilin, because you're allowed to eat it, so it's not Asur, and the male, once you're allowed to eat it, so you're allowed to use it for Erev Tafshilin. Yeah. Not that you had to cook it, you have to set it aside for Erev Tafshilin. But you didn't have, we just said you don't have to cook it, even if it's the leftovers in the pot. You don't have to actually cook it, l'shem that. You might have to realize it beforehand, but as long as you have the food here, now you can set it aside for Erev Tafshilin, on Erev Yantif.
The concept wasn't only the setting aside, it was setting aside for something you already cooked, because you started the
moment. Correct, okay, it was setting aside something that you cooked, but the Gemara seems to saying here that lav dafka. What about a matzah? Right, a matzah, even the takeout, right? If you go to the store, you buy something, and you set it aside, it's probably good enough. Somebody cooked it for you. Somebody cooked it, and you are setting it aside. Why do you have to cook it? You started your Shabbos preparations already with that cooked item. Yeah.
What is the designated population?
What's the designated population about Bishul Akan? That's a good question. Meaning, the big shaila has been the past couple of years sushi, right? Because over the past couple of years, sushi, raw fish, has become much more popular in America, even though it was always popular in the Far East. The question is, did the halachas of Bishul Akan change? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in Yeridei, you go by the country. Most people in the country do something that deserves Bishul Akan. So that halacha, the halacha hasn't changed. The application has changed because more and more people do it. So there's less problems of Bishul Akan when it comes to fish nowadays because more people eat it raw. But you're right, it generally goes by the Medina. It doesn't go by the world because many people have different eating habits in different areas. Continuing the Gemara, yeah?
In this case with the fish, it was sort of a cookie. Is it the salting that makes it Bishul or is it actually...
Is it the salting here that makes it bishul? It doesn't sound like it, because it says if it's so on nachri. That's right, if they roast it. You're right, there's a concept called maliach kuroseach in halacha, but again, it doesn't seem like it's working. It seems like Mamashi roasted it here.
Would bishul akam
apply by salting? That's a question. What about bishul akam by all the bishul, quasi bishul, but lechor or not? Lechor, maliach kuroseach, kavish kemivushal, all of those would not. The Adinu Nachri Kisa Taharsana, and if a non-Jew though made this Kisa Taharsana, which is a fish and flour mixture, users. Then it's users because there's flour in there, and the flour is subject to Bishul Akam. Pshitas, that's obvious. Why there's flour in there? No, Mao de Tema, Harsana Iker. You might have said the fish aspects are Iker in this mixture. Kamash Malan Kimcha Iker. No. Kamash Malan, the kimcha is the Iker. Meaning, we get a yesod about Bishul Akam here, when there's a mixture of ingredients. So then you go by the ikur ingredient in determining Bishul Akam. For example, Shaila comes up, coffee. Let's say you walk into a coffee shop that you're allowed to walk into. Let's say, you know, assuming that everything else is fine in terms of the ingredients. So what about the Bishul Akam? Right, you go there, they make this coffee for you behind the counter. So is there any issue of Bishul Akam? They're making a cup of coffee for you. The answer is, the ikur ingredient by coffee is water. Water is nechal kamo shulchai. Water can be in raw, and therefore, no problem with Bishul Akam. Whenever you have a mixture of food, and the ikur ingredient is something that's not subject to Bishul Akam, then there's no problem with Bishul Akam. It comes up if you have a chicken and vegetables stew. Whatever it is, you have to always have to determine what's the ikur ingredient. Poke at the heter. Well, it was kind of like it was a balanced heter. I had a caveat to start.
No, but how could that be true? Because the whole coffee is the coffee.
The whole coffee is the coffee. You're right, but the ikar ingredient is the water. You can't get out of that. 99% of what you're drinking is water. You're right. You have the flavor. Okay, so if you're talking about, let's say, something like maimid means if you have an ikar, you have an ingredient that causes something. So again, for Hilchas Kashrus, that's one thing. But it occurs a Bishul Akam. Bishul Akam, we're talking about an Issa Drabban in here, and Chazal said, only if you're mavashalit. If the ikar ingredient is water, it wasn't Nechlal and Nexera. Yeah. Alex. Yeah, I don't want to tell you specific, but wait, the Dunkin' Donuts right here. The one here, right, yeah, on the Rockaway Turnpike. You don't have to for the coffee. For the lechora, yeah. You know, if they have a hechsher, if they're under the vad and lechora, they follow the halachas of Bishul Akam, and somebody comes to turn on the oven, whatever it is. Okay, let's continue. There's a shaila about microwaves. That was when the vads combines microwaves. Is that Bishul Akam or not? So it's machlokas aposkim. That's why they took on the higher standard of not assuming there is Bishul Akam by microwaves, and that's why they don't make the eggs anymore in the microwaves. Because they assume now there is, unless you want to go and put it in behind the counter yourself. But in general, that's a machlokas aposkim. Whether it's Bishul Akam by microwaves, is that called Bishul? So anyway, that's getting off a little off the topic. Let's continue now. Amar Biaba, Amar Beis, 15 minutes. I'm Rabbi Abba. Eruv Tavshilin Srichin Kazayis. Rabbi Abba says, Eruv Tavshilin requires a Kazayis. As we just said, you have to have at least a Kazayis left over. Eruv Tavshilin needs a Kazayis. Iboiluhu, Kazayis Echad Lekulan, Odoma Kazayis Lekulachad Echad. Does every single person you need a Kazayis for each person? Or do you need one Kazayis for everybody? So we know the answer, but what does the Gemara say? Tashmat, Amar Biaba, Amar Rav, Eruve Tavshilin Srichin Kazayis, Bein Lechad Bein Lumea. One kazayis suffices, right? You don't have to have such a large piece when you designate the Eruv Tavshilin. One kazayis for all. Tosfos here points out, really, there are three Eruvs. Top Tosfos. The Gimel Dinim Yesh Behilchas Eruv. There are three halachas of Hilchas Eruv. Number one is Eruv Tchumin, an Eruv that helps you extend how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbos. So that you need a specific shear is mentioned. So Achshtei Seudos L'Kol Echad V'Echad. That you need two Seudos for each person. That's Eruv Tchumin. Eruv Chatzeros, Shrichen Grogers, the Kol Echad V'Echad. Eruv Chatzeros, which is for within a courtyard, that you also need a Grogers, the Kol Echad V'Echad. And finally, Eruv Tavshilin, one Kazayis for everybody, all together. So therefore, it's the most Mako of the Eruvs. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, though, that l'chadchilo, we try to be mahadir in this mitzvah, it is a mitzvah d'rabanan, to try to take a whole loaf. That's why most of the time we don't take like a half a piece of matzah. Generally, if you're a tashilut, it's a mitzvah, so we try to do it in a proper way. So you take a whole matzah or challah, you take a whole piece of fish or whatever you're going to use for the Erev Tavshilin, just to do it as lahadir as a mitzvah. That's in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. That's the Siman in Shulchan Aruch about Erev Tavshilin. Everything you always want to know about Erev Tavshilin, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin. That's the Siman in Shulchan Aruch. If it's Kadesha Yivrar, you should need, I mean, related to yesterday's machlokas. Maybe you should need one for everybody. But again, I think it's Kadesha Yivrar, so that you start cooking now and you'll cook more for them. I don't think it's dafka that you're going to be borer from this piece. It's that you start now, so everybody will remember to cook. Tanan, fifth line, the Mishnah had said, Achlo Osha Avad, let's say you set it aside, but before Yantav came along, it got eaten or it was lost. Lo Yavashal Abatchila, then you're stuck. You can't use it anymore. Shear, he meant a kosher, so make all the Shabbos. But as long as there's a little left, that's good enough. Let's say it got lost before the time you want to prepare for Shabbos on Yontif. Right? So let's say you got lost before then. So then you can't use it anymore. It's not there. Shear, he meant a kosher, but if there's a little left, so make all the Shabbos. So then it would be good enough to rely on, as long as there's a little left. My kolshu, what does kolshu mean? Lav avagav delek kezayis. Doesn't kolshu mean even if it's less than a kezayis? Kolshu literally. The Gemara says, lo, is be kezayis. No, you need a kezayis, but the eved left. Tashma, another try. The Tosefta says, tafshel zet, sli, the tafshel could be roasted, viafilu kavush, or even soaked. We know there's a principle in Yaradeya called kavush kimavushal. Something that is soaked has the status of mavushal. We touched on this in the past, and that is that let's say I put cold chicken soup, in a plastic container, and it stays in that container for 24 hours. The halacha is that container is now fleishik. Kavish kimavushal. Soaking is like cooking, even without heat. That is after 24 hours, the Shulchan Aruch says that it achieves that taste. There was a discussion in the postgame. If it works after 24 hours, isn't that automatically no satan lufgam? So then how could it put taste in? So that's a Yoredeya discussion, not for now. But again, that's the halacha of kavush. So kavush is a type of cooking. So too regarding hilchas erev tavshilin, it's good for cooking. Shaluk, or soaked very much. Umavushal, cooked. Vakulyas, or espanin. Or items that just get cooked by sprinkling some hot water on them, called kale bishul for hilchas Shabbos. Shenasa lavchavim erev yantif. Tchilaso visofo ein lo shir. When you designate it, and when it's left, there is no shear. There is no shear for all these items. So my love ain't no shear klal. Doesn't that mean there is no shear at all? And again, that would prove that you don't even need a kazayas. The kazayas is low. Ain't no shear lamala. There's no maximum shear. Aval yesh lo shear lamata. There is a minimum shear. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Eruv tavshilin srichin das. Rav Huna Amar Rav made a statement. For Eruv tavshilin, you have to know about it. Srichin das. We're not sure, though, what did Rav mean? Pshita das meiniach beinan. Rav for sure meant the person who is setting it aside needs das. Meaning, as Stewie answered before, you don't have to know when you're cooking it, but when you set it aside, when you're meniach it on Erev Yantif, you have to set it aside with das. Das meniach meinan, because after all, you have to know the reason you're doing it. You're doing it l'shem hecker. Das b'shinich alo b'inan alo b'inan. But what about the person who you're setting it aside for? Do you have to call over your entire family? Your family's in the shower, all over the house. I'm making the Erev Tavshilin, and everybody come. Right? Or could you just do it, and that's it? Does everybody else have to be there? So that's the question. We weren't sure how far Rav went. The person setting it aside for sure has to know about it. But what about everybody else? So says the Gemara, Tashma, Tavua Deshua Ma'ariv Akulun Arda, Rabbi Abi Ravasi Ma'ariv Akulut Feria. These rabbis set for their entire communities. And that is why it shows that you don't need the Das Mishihiniach Bishvilo. And again, this is generally what the post can say. 2 points. Number one, that the Rav of the community has everybody in mind. So if anybody ever forgets, the Rav has everybody in mind. Number two, in the language of our Erev Tavshilin, each of us have everybody in mind. We say Lanu, Lachol, Masa, Hazos, whatever the language is, everybody, we all have each other in mind. So therefore, that is what we paskin.
How does that work in terms of the purpose of the Erev Tavshilin?
How does it work in terms of the Erev Tavshilin? So that's at least the Hava Mina. That's if you look in the Shidduch Kubetzah, see the Shidduch quotes the Ritva, and the Ritva asks, Zachal Adam Shlo B'fanav, what's the Hava Mina? Right, it's a chus for me to be able to cook this. Zachin la adam shalom b'fanav. We always know you can be mezakeh somebody shalom b'fanav. So says the Ritva, your answer. The Ritva says, no, this is different because this is you need a hecker. You need what's the reason of Erev Tavshilin? So you remember Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, that's why the Gemara asks. That explains the Havamina. But now the question is, what's the answer? The answer is okay, you don't need it. So the answer is you don't need it. Maybe because at least you know when you remember, you do realize. So, but you're right, it is a Dindrabanan. But that's the kula built into this Dindrabanan that as long as somebody had you in mind, it is okay.
Is
Okay, is it a chiyav chepsa or a chiyav gavra? From the reasons, it sounds like a chiyav gavra. From the reasons given yesterday, it sounds like, you know, that should be a hecker. But right, in a chinami. But unless you say that the motivation was to have the gavra have a hecker. But the nature of the takana, once they made it, was to just have an item there. So once there's an item there, it could be yotze, it could be connected to many people. Yeah. Okay, well, who waits home to make, say the bracha? What do you mean? Erev Tavshilin? Women can make their bracha of Erev Tavshilin. No problem, right. They can make the bracha, I can make the bracha, anybody can make the bracha. Just be motzi. Again, it is a nice idea to have the both spouses there. If you're going to make it for your wife or vice versa, you know, you should try to be there. You know, it takes 10 seconds to say the bracha. So again, it's once you try to be there. Okay, Machrus Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Mishlo Iniach Erev Tavshilin, Yavo V'Yismachala Al Shali. So Rabbi Yaakov used to announce, whoever forgot the Erev Tavshilin, don't worry, I took care of them, rely on mine. V'yad Kama, how far? What, the whole world? What, how far can rely on him? So Amar Ibn Chumi Bar Zachayim, Shvedavai Ad Tchum Shabbos. As long as it's within his Tchum Shabbos, so that's enough. So basically, if you live in a community like any of the modern communities today, you know, it's pretty far. Tchum Shabbos, you know, there's houses that go, you know, if somebody does one in one neighborhood, you get the whole, you know, miles, right? But that's Chum Shabbos. Hu sam yedavim sadam astisa kamid bar Shmuel. There was a blind man who came in front of Mar Shmuel, who was learning in front of Mar Shmuel. Chazi davi otziv. Shmuel saw that he was upset. Amalei amayatzivis, why are you so sad? Amalei delo sibi erev tavshilin. I forgot to put an erev tavshilin. I'm not going to be able to cook today. So amalei smoch adidi, don't worry about it. I took care of you. Rely on me. Lashana, the following year, chazi davi otziv. He saw he was sad again. Amalei amayatzivis, why are you so sad? Amalei delo sibi erev tavshilin. I didn't do it again. I didn't put the erev tavshilin. Amalei posheat. Oh, you negligent person. You forgot 2 years in a row? Lekuli amashari, ledidach aser. I don't have poshim in mind. I have everybody who forgets, but second year in a row, you obviously, you know, are a posheya, and therefore I did not have you in mind today. We did a little bit yesterday, if you're around, I don't know if Menachem spoke about it, but yesterday the Gemara says on yesterday's daf, Shema Yifsha, that even according to one of the other shitas, maybe you have to put it because you might forget. So Rashi there says, what does Yifsha mean? Yishkach, velo ya'arev. Rashi yesterday. So the discussion, the Sharm Sarim Balacha has a discussion yesterday, is Shichacha Pshia? Let's say I say I'm going to do something. It comes up by Hilchos Tefillah. Let's say I'm going to daven mincha. I'm going to daven. Let me just finish this. Let me just finish that. And then all of a sudden, boom! I finished my project, and this man is finished. So is that a I forgot? Is that an ones because I didn't get the daven, or is that a pshi? If I don't daven b'mezid, I might not be able to get the daven again. Is that a mezid or a shogeg? When I plant a daven and I'm. You know, is that how much is shichacha pshia when it's in your control? So it relates to a little bit here. Even if you forgot again, you should have taken precautions if you had forgotten the previous year. Tana Rabbana on Yontav Shachol Yis Erev Shabbos Ein Ma'arvin Lo Eruvei Tchumin Lo Eruvei Chatzeros. Says the Tanakama Yontif on Friday. So on that day, on that day of Yontif, you're not allowed to put an Erev Tchumin you're not allowed to send an Erev Tchumin or an Erev Chatzeros. Erev Tchumin, again, to allow you to extend your Tchum. Erev Chatzeros to allow you to carry within your Chatzer, within a couple of Chatzeros. Rabbi Omer Ma'arvin Eruvei Chatzeros, Avalo Eruvei Tchumin. Rabbi says, no, you're allowed to be Ma'arev Eruvei Chatzeros, but not Eruvei Tchumin. Why? Because we won't allow you to set an Erev Tchumin because you have an Isser of Tchum today. So if you have an Isser of Tchum today, there's Tchumin, certain Tchumin on Yantif, so you can't set that today. But V'iyata Oser B'davar Mutterlo. But regarding Chatzeros, that's a Mutter on Yantif, so therefore we'd allow you to set that on Yantif. Itma Rav Amar Halacha Tanakama, Ushmuel Amar Halacha Ki Rebbe. One other issue, just related to the story before, Shmuel had said, I don't have you in mind anymore. So Rashi says, She'ein Daiti Al HaMazidin. I don't have in mind those who are mazed who don't send an Erev Tavshilin. There is a machlokas we shown him here. What are you? Could you have in mind beferish even the mazidin, or are they bechlal not allowed to be included in the Erev Tavshilin? Sounds like from Rashi that I don't have in mind the mazidin. If he would have in mind, it sounds like it would work. But that is a discussion in the Sharatzion quotes machlokas we shown him. That is a discussion about Eruvei Tavshilin. Okay, so we'll stop here. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we continue with a very important sugya of Marbe B'Shiurin comes up, and Harama, and other issues come up tomorrow.